This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody says from the 816, come on, man. You know he's retiring. And then somebody says Tomlin should get out now. And then we have another gambler on the text line from the 479. Chiefs to win the AFC, Royals to win the AL, and Houston to win it all. Parlay, 559-1. $100 wins $55,900.
For Houston to win the college basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Say those again.
Chiefs to win the AFC.
Okay.
Royals to win the AL.
Okay.
And Houston to win it all.
I don't really hate that bet.
559-1. $100 though to win $55,000. That's a big bet.
Which one are you most leery of?
Royals.
Yeah. That's kind of where I am at that.
Especially what Baltimore showed us yesterday.
Baltimore. You're talking about overreaction. There's two overreactions from that game. Baltimore's the best team ever assembled, and Toronto is ass.
I mean, Adley Rutschman's on pace to hit 200 home runs. He hit two yesterday. That lineup is stacked.
will they be able to last, though?
Yes.
I mean, because that's what they would start out great for the last couple of years, and then they fizzle.
Yeah. Boston's going to be good.
Baltimore's he's on pace for 324 home runs.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's a good baseball reference card.
How many home runs do you have this year? 324.
We got to fix the game.
Lower the mound.
Yeah. It is 9 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty, which means we get into the Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Richard of the Week time here on Fesco and Dusty, sponsored by no one, but someone could step up. 913-586-7965. Maybe you have a Richard of the Week. Bob, why don't you start us off? Because something tells me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something with aviation.
Oh, it usually is, because there's one thing that we all just dread, and that's the airport and flying. Nobody likes that experience. It's miserable for all of us, right? Imagine if you had the trip of a lifetime paid for. You're ready to go. You get on that plane. You take off from San Francisco, and you're on a United flight, and you're headed to China. And you're sitting back, and you're like, man, I've dreamt about this my whole life. I can't wait. This is the dream trip. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we're 2 hours into our flight, but we're going to need to turn around and go back to San Francisco. What? Why? Plane troubles? Did somebody flush themselves? Like, what are we doing here? Why? The pilot forgot his passport.
Jeez. Of all people.
Oh.
I mean, that's not the equivalent, but imagine, like, driving with someone to, let's say, Chicago.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go see VIP.
All right.
And you forgot your ID, and we're in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
hey, I got to turn the car around and go get my ID.
Probably not going to do that.
No,
yeah,
dude.
No, sorry. I mean, I'm old enough. I got gray hair. If you're not going to serve me, we'll find a bar that will. You know,
right.
Like at that point in time, it's like too bad.
2 hours into your flight and you've got to turn that thing around. No chance, dude.
You're out over the ocean. And, you know, I was telling my wife this story. She goes, why did they just return to the closest airport? I go, they did.
Yeah.
They had to go back. He didn't have his passport. They had to go back to the mainland and land that thing. They took him off the plane. They claimed something happened, but, you know, some nonsense. Then.
Yeah, they Gomer piled them.
Then, to make matters worse, for the troubles of the passengers who are now going to be delayed like some 12 hours of getting to their dream vacation with a 12-hour flight still ahead of them, to reward the passengers, United Airlines gave every passenger a $15 voucher to get something to eat at an airport restaurant.
Wow.
When was the last time you got anything for $15 at the airport?
A magnet?
I mean, and that's like $9? Even tough. Yeah, with tax and forget about it. $15 voucher they gave everybody to get something to eat at the airport where everything's $21.95.
Insulting.
That is insulting.
No,
that's
honestly, slap
one
in the
word.
Face.
Yeah, one word. Insulting is the word that you're going to use in that situation.
Guess what, Pilot Richard? Your ass is staying in the cockpit, and you're not getting off the plane.
I mean, that's just like, all right, headed out, honey. All right, where are you going this week, honey? I'm going to China. Okay, have fun. And you get to the airport, you're like, oh, and you're in the air. Oh, I don't have my passport. Like, when you fly international, they check your passport at the gate before they let you on the plane in the United States.
Yeah.
Pilots get, see you later.
See, I'm good.
Someone said from the 314, he gets throat punched on my way out of the plane.
Right? Like, I yeah, hope, like, dude. Like either he was locked in the cabin ahead or they let him out first, because I don't blame passengers if they were irate and acted up on that
irate.
One. That and then you give me a $15 voucher to
F
use
you.
At Five Guys at the airport?
Yeah, get effed.
Yes,
yeah.
Seriously.
I don't know what's more of a Richard move, the fact the pilot forgot his passport had to fly back, or the fact they're like, here's $15. No, you're now feeding me booze until I get off this plane to China for a 19-hour flight.
There should have been, you had a two-hour flight back, right?
So 4 hours in the plane.
Right. But you had a two-hour turn.
Mm-hmm.
Get a freaking pilot at the gate so when we land, Jerky McJerkerson gets off and the new guy gets on and we just go.
Yes, yes.
Squeeze some gas in there and let's move this thing.
Attention passport. We do not have our passport with our pilot. You'll have to wait again as we turn around for another 2 hours. Thank you very much for flying.
You have 2 hours. You're in San Francisco. Obviously a big base for United Airlines. You got people hanging out. Anybody got their passport?
Someone says, imagine.
Hey, Bob, come on. You're flying this one.
Someone says, imagine being the co-pilot. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the hero.
What do they always tell you? Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch? Like, are you supposed to, you know?
That's, though, my dad, my whole life, with the OCD. We got a family of OCD, and you and I were talking about it. I walk out the door. I go, wallet, keys.
I did it yesterday when I left my car. I literally honked my car
phone.
To lock it. And I was like, oh, no. My buddy's like, what? I was like, oh, I just made sure I had my key because I had the tailgate open.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. And I literally, deet, deet. Like,
right,
and
still,
I was like 2 minutes later, I was like, wait.
And I wouldn't wish this condition on anybody. It sucks.
It's terrible.
Dusty and I have talked about it. We both share this OCD, and it's awful. My dad will pull out of the driveway. He'll count the garage doors. He makes sure the stove is turned off 10 times, the locking of the door. It's an awful thing to deal with, and I've got it now, and I know we've talked about it. And you hit that button, you're like, oh, my God, where's my key? And you freak out for a second. You always do. But you always check your pockets, my dad told me. You got my wallet, I got my keys, I got my phone.
Yep.
Got it all, ready to go.
Mac, you got a Richard of the Week?
Yeah, Ron Slay talked about it. That reporter.
Oh, I thought you say Ron Slay. I was like, dude, get out.
Yeah.
Never. Big play Slay? No, he's my guy. Reporter asking Rick Barnes if he's going to retire. Or really, the reporter who wrote the story, rather, about Rick Barnes retiring. Yeah, classic Florio move.
Did Florio say that?
I mean, honestly, if he would have been there, he would have. But, I mean, it's like, if you listen to the audio, it's completely taken out of context. Rick Barnes, as Ron Slay beautifully describes, talking about a senior point guard who's given his all to this team, Zakai Ziegler, and talks about how it rejuvenates him to come back to the game and gives him motivation as well, just like it does the rest of the team. And then that article gets written, oh, Rick Barnes may be done. It's like, dude, he's got more years on his contract. They're getting ready to play in the Sweet 16. Like, couldn't you just not write that article right then? But we've seen that here in Kansas City, right? Kelsey every year is going to retire. Every year Andy Reid's going to retire, you know. So I get it, but it sucks.
Yeah, we went through it with Roy Williams, and I remember when I was doing KU pre and post, and it was after Arizona and Duke, and that year when Roy ended up leaving, and you know, we got word he was gone. And so we were talking about, people were pissed on the postgame show. We'd just beaten like Arizona and Duke to go to the Final Four and that Elite Eight Sweet 16. And I'm doing the postgame show. I'm like, Roy's leaving. It's official. He's going to be gone after this season. And that got in the way of everything. So, yeah, I understand. But when stories happen like that, like this one ended up not being a story.
Yeah, not a story.
The Roy Williams one, obviously,
I get it,
was the story at that point in time.
Yeah, somebody asked on the text line, do you think if a passenger forgot their passport, the plane turned
Hell
around?
Hell no, they wouldn't. No.
You're screwed.
$15.
But again, they check your passport when you get, so there's no way you can even get on that plane without having that passport in the United States. You forget your passport, you ain't getting on the plane.
Right.
You ain't got no passport, you ain't getting no Coke. So there's no getting on the plane.
I'll take a Coke.
Yeah, but yeah. That,
what
I mean,
are we doing here?
The $15 thing may be the bigger Richard move. Yeah. Like, people make mistakes. I get that's a big mistake.
Yeah.
Here's a $15 voucher for your troubles.
Yeah, I'd almost rather have nothing.
We have
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just,
yeah.
Because that would just take me off
bill.
More.
The $15 voucher is now a bill. Now I'm going to spend money that I wasn't counting on spending because you gave me $15 and that burger $17.50.
Yeah, just give me the, yeah. Just feed me booze.
Yeah, exactly.
As Ryback once said, feed me more. My Rich of the Week is a absolutely disgusting human. A 27-year-old man was arrested after a Kansas babysitter found him hiding under a child's bed, police said.
Wow.
At around 10:30 p.m. Monday, the Barton County Sheriff's Office says the babysitter at her home near Great Bend was putting the child to bed when one of them told her that there was a monster under their bed. We've been here before, right?
Yeah.
As a kid, Mom, there's a monster in the closet. No, there's not. It's your imagination.
Right.
Well, imagination's come to real because of this Richard, who's ruined this kid's life, the babysitter, hoping to comfort the child by showing them that there was nothing, looked under the bed and came face to face with a man hiding underneath. Authorities said there was an alleged altercation and the babysitter and the child were knocked over. The man fled from the home before deputies arrived. The sheriff's office said the man was ultimately identified as someone who used to live at the house, but was barred from being there due to a protection from abuse order. The sheriff's office said deputies continued searching for the man into the morning and was found near the home again. And after a short foot pursuit, was taken into custody. Lock him up. Leave him in there.
Yeah.
You, sir, are a creep. You're a Richard. You're messing with children. I have no time for you. That is, to me, maybe the Richard of the year.
Yeah, that guy should never see the light of day. And I'm being serious about that. That's not an overreaction. You're hiding, like, you have a restraining order from going to a house you used to live in. Now, did you live in it with these people or did you move? And then when you move, you don't go back to the house you moved from. You have sold that to somebody else. Either way, that guy's a loser, and that guy deserves to be behind bars for life.
Because there is nothing worse. I mean, I was a kid, and I remember I used to have like a nightlight on because I was terrified because I went and watched the movie Silence of the Lambs with my parents for some reason.
Well, that was that's bad parenting right there.
So I thought Dr. Lecter was somewhere in the house. Well, that's good parenting, but bad parenting, you could say, because like my parents were like, you want to watch it?
We're not gonna,
you know, because I remember when I watched it for the first time.
Well, it gets to the point where wear down parents, and you're just like, fine, whatever you want. I don't care at this point.
Yeah, so again, like, you're hiding under a bed, you're messing with children, you don't belong there, you've been barred from the location, then you went back? Like,
this guy's got a screw loose,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right.
He's got a screw, a bolt, a washer, all that's loose.
Yeah. That whole head's going to fall off. Put him in jail.
Yeah, literally. Well, that's where he's at.
Yeah, he needs to stay there. There should be no allowing this man out.
Because the thing is, what if the babysitter doesn't find him, right? Then your imagination goes all
terrifying. Because I know how I would have been, right? Oh. I would be like, no, I'm not going up there. There's no monster under your bed.
Right.
You're fine.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, like, and if I found that guy in my bed, I don't know if he leaves my house alive.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the air, but like, first off, you're intruding in my home. You're hiding under my child's bed. Sir, you may not be able to be identified when they do come find you.
I think you're allowed to beat the hell out of somebody if they're in your house. I think that's protecting yourself.
Yeah, it depends. It has to be self-defense. Yeah. Get a little crazy there. But
well,
yeah,
I mean, a man under a bed.
Once you're in my house, you're trespassing.
You're trespassing. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. And if that babysitter beat the hell out of him with an iron or something, fine.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's justified.
Yeah.
I mean, you thought Kevin McAllister did a thing on Marv and Harry.
Yeah.
I mean, you think the nail in the foot was bad? You think the iron to the head was bad? Oh, I mean, dude, baseball bat swinging like I can't stop. I mean, I'd make more contact than Hunter Renfro did with that guy's face than he did with a baseball yesterday.
That's not that hard.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, like you got the right to beat the hell out of that guy. Like that guy should never, ever, ever be allowed out in public again because he's a menace to society.
Not only you break into my house, you're getting close to my children. You're messing with my kids.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I don't even have kids, and I don't like this guy. And yeah. I'm terrified. Like, how does that kid sleep for whatever
Forever.
Time?
Like, exactly. How do you go back in that room if you're that kid? Like, you're having nightmares. That you're right when you said that kid's like life is over. That's gonna take forever to re. Hell, if 100%. I was an adult and there was a man under my bed, I'd be like, Jen, what the heck?
Yeah.
That ain't Shamar Moore.
What the hell's Kurt Nelson doing here?
Which, by the way, it's funny. If I should go, he takes over the children. That's Jen's replacement for me, right?
Tim or Jonathan India.
Yeah, it could be Jonathan India at this point in time, right?
But, you guys want to braid hair tonight? His shorts are the same size as mine.
Yeah. But man, that guy, man. I mean, if I was an adult and I walked into my own house and saw, I'd be scared to death.
Mm.
What are you doing here, Frank?
Somebody said, yeah, that's what shotguns are for, Dusty. No doubt about it. I mean, hey, man.
For real.
If you're in my house and you hear the ch-ch, you better either run or you're going to have a hole in your stomach. Sorry. Don't hide under my kid's bed. You're a Richard. You're a Richard of the year.
Ugh.
You were that lady that sat on a kid. You're up for, I mean, I don't know what the award is. Maybe we can do a Richard of the Year. I don't know. But those people all suck. Even the people that gave you $15. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, the $15 thing. Like,
that's almost worse than the pilot.
It is. But is there anything worse than the airline industry? Because you said, again, something from aviation. Every day there's something with the airline industry being just stupid.
No doubt about it. Coming up, we get back into what was yesterday, which was opening day and what went wrong. But also, we could get into what went right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Boy, you know, it was a tough day for Hunter Renfro when you got Carrington Harrison sending me a text of a TikTok of what you were saying earlier.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
I said,
yeah.
I don't need to watch this. I watched it with my poor naked eyes yesterday.
It looks good.
Carrington stole my nuts yesterday.
I had a boss steal mine one time, too. Last game of Haas and Moose and all of them sat down next to me and the family ate our entire bag of nuts.
And then you spilt your nuts all over Matt Derrick.
I know.
And your coffee.
And my coffee.
I still think that was probably the best part of the Super Bowl when I used his binoculars. Obviously. I go, these smell like coffee.
So I still feel bad to this day. I mean, we're 3 months later now, or 2 months later now. Matt Derrick is the nicest human being on earth.
Somebody said on the text line, sorry if you hide under my kid's bed, you aren't walking out alive.
Again,
saying, dude. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that. What did you do? I killed that man. Why? He was under my kid's bed. Oh, my God. Why was he under your kid's bed? But I just give the babysitter a lot of credit. I really
do. No
doubt. You actually went up there and solved a problem. And you knew 99.999% of the time a kid says it's a monster, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That slight percentage chance that it was, and you went up there and you found, I mean.
Castle law is somebody's calling that. I think that's like if somebody comes into your house, you have the opportunity to do whatever it is to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard
like
that.
Deemed your fortress, basically. Yeah,
knowing my bad luck, Dusty, it's grandma. It's
yeah, right.
Oh, no.
No,
you're not allowed to go to. No, that is true though. I cannot go to any more significant sporting events until I am saged out. And I do a lot of saging in the garage.
We can sage the K again if we need to, but we did that years ago.
No, you need to sage me. Oh. It's not the K. The K had nothing to do with it.
Well,
it's the fact that I was there.
It's true they're going to be moving out of there soon anyway. So
okay. Give me 1 week without it, please.
Oh God, if I could tell you some of the stuff I was hearing yesterday too. But I won't.
Oh boy,
I won't.
Is that the surprise you couldn't tell?
No.
Somebody asked, "What kind of tip do you leave the babysitter for that situation?"
A lot.
You're welcome. You're now a family member.
Yeah. Like whatever you want to go on a flight to China. Here's $15 for.
Hopefully they don't turn around.
Oh, no, man. I mean, you take care. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do for that babysitter, right?
Take them to wherever they want to go eat. You let them know
it's Garden City, Kansas.
I'm sure you can find a nice place there.
Well, IHOP and Applebee's are merging into one building now. So you can take them there to the IHOP Bees.
Is it really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Don't tell Mac that.
Yeah, Applebee's and IHOP are merging into one building now. Yeah, here's the story.
International House of Bees?
I guess.
I don't know what to tell you there.
According to reports, two beloved U.S. restaurants will become one in a major update to operations. This means customers can enjoy food from both chains when on site. Applebee's and IHOP are said to be blending brands.
Get some pancakes on the sticky table, go over to the Applebee's side, and then get some ribs on their sticky
table.
Put that
boysenberry syrup all over their riblets.
Wow. Actually, though.
Or what you could do is you could get a stack of pancakes, and then you could get an Oreo shake and just pour it on top.
Ah, look at that.
I feel my ankles swelling.
What would be the best Applebee's IHOP combo out there?
I would say you would do like chicken tenders wrapped in pancake batter.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Or just chicken tenders just wrapped in pancakes, like pigs in a blanket chicken tender style, and then dip them in syrup.
Yeah.
That would be kind of good.
It's a lot of sweet and salty. I'm cringing inside.
Nah.
Yeah, you'll get over it.
You'll be fine. Or one of their margaritas, you know, they wring the rag and fill the glass and give you that margarita for a dollar.
What about a little bang bang shrimp on an omelet? Hey-o!
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I
does
like
Applebee's
that.
Have bang bang shrimp?
Yeah.
That's
where I think so.
That's where I think where it originated, wasn't
I
it?
I thought it started at that Bonefish back in the day.
Oh.
That's where I had it first.
They have the best bang bang shrimp.
Bonefish
that, grill.
Oh, God, yes.
Great.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Do you bang bang after or do you bang bang before?
During.
Oh.
It's that good.
Yeah. Smash.
Put the shrimp down.
Switch it up real quick. Have a piece of shrimp real quick.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
A little something on the side of your mouth there.
So IHOP and Applebee's are together in one building now going
forward.
That
is a spicy meatball of a combination.
I didn't go to them when they were in separate buildings. I don't know if being together
I think I've been to IHOP like twice.
Yeah, it's been a minute for
Applebee's
IHOP.
In the 90s, though. 7 Highway and Blue Springs right off I-70. We were there once a week.
Oh, Applebee's in the 90s was great because it was new. It was something different. It was, you know, feeling good in the neighborhood. They had somebody's letter jacket hanging. Like, you felt good going to the Bees.
Class of 95.
And then you realized everything was microwaved and, like, they just, like, kind of seared the steak a little bit, maybe, to get the lines on it. Did you work at Applebee's ever?
No.
Mac,
Red
did
Robin.
You work at Applebee's? Nope. My wife worked at Applebee's. Yeah.
Nice.
She did her 15 pieces of flair.
She did. Yeah.
Yeah.
She worked on one at 95th over there by the mall. I don't even know if that one exists anymore.
Mall Applebee's hit harder than the original Applebee's in an own location. That is a true story.
I never got to.
The Mall Applebee's in the Independence Center, every time you went in there, it just hit harder.
I think the last Applebee's that was like in existence was that Blue Ridge Cutoff Mall or whatever that was over there where Silverstein Eye Centers is now. They tore that mall down. There was an Applebee's in there when the rest of the mall was closed. That thing was still humping because when you would be at the ballpark all the time, there was nothing else to go. There was nowhere else to go out there. You ain't going to go to that Subway.
1997, Applebee's was a very, very good date place. Now you take a date there, you're eating alone.
Applebee's used to be a good, you could take people to the Olive Garden back in the day, the Red Lobster.
I would say that 54th Street has taken over as the Applebee's of the modern era.
That's Eastern Jack. You guys are in love with that place out there. I hear good things about it. There's like none. There used to be one out in Olathe.
Yeah, we actually voted yes together on 54th Street in Jackson County.
Oh, good. Cool.
Just checking. But yeah, Nathan just texted me. Truest thing you've ever said. Independence Center Applebee's hits so hard. Shout out, Nathan. Let's go around the room. Let's push some P here, right? Positivity. Give me one positive you saw yesterday in the Royals game.
Vinny Pasquantino.
Vinny P?
Yeah, Vinny P is the big positive of the day. He was great yesterday, man. Like, he's Travis Kelce now. I mean, you got your Bobby Witt Jr. being Patrick Mahomes. You got Vinny Pasquantino being your Travis Kelce. And I think that's the way it's got to be. He was fantastic yesterday. He was great.
Like Travis Kelce, he is a ball of light.
Yeah.
Like, when they showed his outtake with the Sasquatch on the Crown Vision, I was dying. Like,
yeah.
I thought that was great. That was like, you know, self-deprecating. It was humorous. It was like in the middle of a tense game on opening day. And then here's these outtakes with Vinny and the Sasquatch. And now there's kids dressing up as Sasquatches
in the
stadium. I saw a kid yesterday. He had a Sasquatch outfit on. I was like, I almost want to go to him. Like, you going to rock that thing in August?
Yeah. See me July, baby.
Mac, did you have a positive thing yesterday?
I mean,
uniforms.
Yeah, the uniforms were absolutely
the uniforms
incredible.
Were great. Not a huge fan of the hat, but the uniforms were great.
I thought they were only going to wear those on Saturday night games.
Yeah, you didn't like the hat.
I think it's ultimately what I didn't like was the logo on the hat. Mm-hmm. I love the interlocking KC. It's a beautiful logo. And I thought that one on those hats was, I thought it was going to be only a spring training hat when we saw it down there. But I was like, oh, you like that? It's fine for spring. I think the logo was too small, first of all. And there was just too much going on in the hat. I just love the blue hat with the KC logo on it. I think it's a perfect hat.
Positive would be bullpen minus Zerpa. Thought Hunter Harvey looked good. I mean, he was a really exciting pickup, I felt, last year, and wasn't able to contribute due to injury. But I felt like, you know, Esig, Harvey, and Estevez pretty good.
That's your positive, was those guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's tough, because I was going to say Estevez was my positive thing. I will say the positivity I saw was the fan base. Biggest crowds in 2017.
Yeah.
39.
Came across on the TV too, man. It seemed hype.
39,000 out there. And also the positive was the fight in that team. That was Class A, who finished third in Cy Young Award last year behind Lugo.
He comes in the ninth. You think it's over.
Oh, I mean, that's what did I tell you guys on yesterday's show? I was like, as long as we don't see Class A, I'm good. Yeah. And then we ended up seeing him.
He was Class B. Yeah, he was not the Class A of...
He was Class B.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Class C.
C, maybe.
Because they had no fear. And I thought that was a positive thing to see. Down by one, going into the ninth inning, here's Mr. Wade Davis from last year. I think his ERA last year, I want to say, was like 0.61.
I was going to say 0.68 or 0.69. It was so low.
Disgusting.
Yep. Yeah.
And then
the playoffs happened.
And then this happened. And I went up there, and, you know, here we go. What can they do? And everybody's, you know, let's go Royals. You know, everybody's into it. Everybody's loving it. And then all of a sudden... It's like they went up there and they were hacking. They were not afraid. They were swinging. First pitch, he's going to throw that 97-mile-an-hour cutter. Swing at it. All you got to do is make contact with it. It's going to go. And here we are. And I thought that the fight in that team and the crowd that showed up, that was a positive thing that I saw. Now, Saturday's attendance might be a little bit different.
Of course.
But it's not opening day.
Right.
But it was still nice to see that buzz again, that positivity back in this team. Again, it's one game. On a 162-game schedule, they lost that same game last year to the same team last year, and they still won 86 games. So I don't see – I guess I gave another one there. There wasn't a lot of negativity on our text line today.
That's good.
There was like, the obvious, the Renfro, the Melendez, the Jonathan India people. It's been one game. But
why again, are people down on him already?
He's a name, and he had a tough go in the very first inning, right?
He took one off the chest.
Right.
And it was one of the biggest needs for people. Lead off. So then they didn't see him do it.
It's one of those things, man. Give it time.
If you're writing off Jonathan India at this point, man, I feel bad for
Jet
you.
Off.
Yeah, no kidding. Somebody and me,
says,
too.
Somebody says, pay Vinny now.
Ooh.
I maybe wait on that.
Yeah, I would kind of wait on that.
Let's see him play a full season.
Right. Let's see him stay healthy. You know what? We also got positive yesterday. We learned something about our team that I didn't know.
He got him with a slider, and Cade Smith makes quick work of the best threesome in the American League. Witt, Pasquantino, and Perez.
Did you know we had the best threesome in the American League?
I mean, last year it was.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's Tom Hamilton, the Indians broadcaster.
They had three guys at one point all had 90 RBI.
Yeah.
In the middle of that lineup, and then obviously the devastating blow, which was Vinny Pasquantino in that play at first, mm-hmm. but... Yeah, I mean, like, I'd rather have the best threesome in the bullpen like they used to have. But, yeah, I like Vinny, Sal, and Bobby all together. Imagine if you put Caglione there. Then you have a foursome.
You would. But it's cool to hear it from somebody else, you know? It's cool to hear it from the other team. It's cool to hear it from somebody that's not biased.
Of the best threesome in the American League, Witt, Pasquantino, and Perez.
Not mad about it.
No, it's great. So that's a positive from yesterday. Like, that's the heart of a lineup that everybody can want. And, you know, I'm also tired of something. Mm-hmm. I just need to get that off my chest for a second. Can we stop talking about 7, 8, and 9? Everybody, 7, 8, and 9 in baseball stinks. And, you know, Denny Matthews for years used to talk about expansion. And he goes, there's not enough good pitchers now to fill the teams we have now. Why do we need to expand? It's more than just the pitchers in Major League Baseball right now. There's not enough good players that are Major League Baseball players anymore. And so people want to talk about expansion. We should be talking about contraction more than anything. And I know they won't go there because, you know, the money, blah, blah, blah. But 7, 8, 9, and every time I turn on a baseball broadcast, no matter who it is, there's conversation. Oh, if our 7, 8, 9 was just better. Everybody's 7, 8, 9 is terrible these days.
Somebody from the 816 says, you're supposed to act like a hockey goalie at the hot corner sometimes. He'll be just fine.
You stand there and take that shot off the chest.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's supporting it.
No, I know. I'm just saying to the people who aren't, like, that was a bullet down there.
If he doesn't knock that down, those runners go to third and second.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a different inning. And what is he supposed to do on that little dribbler? The guy just
supposed to let it go foul.
Right.
And that's then as soon as it touches the foul, hit it as hard as you can to the foul territory.
Right.
And it just didn't. It just knuckled all the way down.
That ain't his fault.
Yeah,
that's just a terrible way to start a game.
Yeah, this is just baseball for you right there. But no, and then obviously we can get into the negativities that we saw yesterday. Again, it's one game, and I know we've given Hunter Renfrow a hard time, but look, it's merited. That was not a good performance in one game. And I understand that there are, overreactions to one game of a 162-game schedule, but it wasn't like he made one bad play. Like Kyle Isbell made one bad play.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very costly, big-time, eighth-inning, big bad play.
He can't be making those plays on the Royals right now. There's not enough to cover up for that.
But it was sad to see that arm, because that's the thing. It's like some people can say, oh, yeah, his speed's a little down or his whatever's a little down. But, like, the arm, like, it almost gave me, like, Peyton Manning vibes from 2015 when it was like, he can't throw the 25-yard pass anymore. Yeah. Like, there was a play that was in shallow right, and the Caglione guy goes out there, talks to Speck, talks to Gold, Drew, and Gold's like, yeah, it's a pretty good point that he couldn't throw the guy out at home or couldn't get even close to home plate when he was a shallow pop fly to right field. It's like, if that's there, then, like, you can't bring that back. Like, that's just something that's either gone or it's just not happening again because – again, last year, he had a hose. That's mm-hmm. what we remember. Hunter Renfrow had a hose in right field. Maybe he just had a bad grip on the ball. Maybe he was trying to overthink it because it was opening day and the buzz and the moment gets too big. But again, he's a pro. He's a veteran in the league. Like, that shouldn't happen there. Right. And he looked very out of place yesterday in right field.
Who should be more concerned right now? Royals fans with Hunter Renfrow or Cleveland fans with Class A?
I'd love to hear Cleveland radio today about Class A because that was that wasn't like the heart of the lineup that he was facing, right. Was it?
He spit the bit in the playoffs. And you could say, okay, the playoffs, I get all that. Fine, whatever the case may be. Now here's your first opportunity since you were terrible in the postseason to show what you can do on opening day. And you go in there on opening day and you don't get the job done. Like, I think in Cleveland right now, they're looking around going, what are we going to do about a closer? But a closer is like a running back, right? This is what happens. He pitched one inning, gave up three hits, one run. It was earned and had one strikeout. His ERA is 9. And so I think when you're a closer, you're like a running back. The wheels fall off overnight. You don't see it. Wade Davis had it happen to him. The Royals got out of Wade Davis at the right time.
Well, once he won the World Series in Chicago, after that, it was like he went, I think, to Colorado. And it just kind of,
Did they trade him to Chicago for Soler?
That's what I'm saying. He went to Chicago. Then after Chicago, he went to Colorado. Chicago, and it was like, this isn't Wade Davis. This is Dade Wavis.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
this is not the same guy. What happened to the other Wade Davis? Like, well, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, you look at guys in the past, Mark Wohlers, John Wetland.
It was Pasquantino doubled and then Perez singled off of Class A. Yeah.
And Pasquantino roped that down the line. That was a very, very hard hit ball down the line.
So you gave up a double to Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
You gave up a single to Salvi.
That's right.
Then Massey hits the sack fly. Then you got Renfrow.
Because somebody had asked earlier, like, why didn't they pinch hit or pinch run for Salvi? They didn't have anybody at the time. They went all in for it and they blew it in the eighth.
Pinch ran Fermin for Pasquantino. Right. So that was,
And then, so then you ran out of options.
Yeah.
And then the eighth inning blunder that we had, Denny Matthews very well describe. Which was good thing we didn't have to hear that. Mac was using his dude wipes, but there was some positivity in this. How'd you buy that call? You'd have thought they won the World Series. Now the highlights are on TV. But no, I mean, look, it's one game. They're going to be just fine. But I'm proud of the text line. I'm proud of the listeners today. Nobody's saying, what are we doing? This team's not what you guys said they were going to be. This team. And again, the only concern I had yesterday, and I think it was consensus between everybody that I was sitting next to, was Zerpa comes out in a high leverage situation. 2-run homer.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see Lucas Irsic there because we've talked about it. He's not a traditional closer. He's a fireman. Mm-hmm. He's there to put the fire out. Cole Reagans went back out for the 6th. He did not get the guy out. They pulled him 83 pitches, which I thought was fine. They're not going to pitch that much in the first couple of starts. Once they get into, like, April, mid-April, June, really, they'll start getting that pitch count up. But I would have liked to have seen Lucas Irsay there. Again, I'm not the manager. He knows way more than I do. And look, Zerpa, what they thought is their high leverage guy. But I just think it's funny how much we skew these spring training stats, whereas like Zerpa was one of the best pitchers in the minor, in spring training this year. You know, Jonathan India hit the ball crazy. MJ Melendez looked great in this spring training. Jack Caglione, don't overrate his stats. It's spring. Let's have it. We can't have it both ways, because Angel Zerpa came out there and looked at Angel Zerpa from 2024.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned with him. I'm more concerned with Hunter Renfroe because he looked old, and that's my biggest concern. Like, you can fix Zerpa, right? Like, okay, fine. He made a few bad pitches. You know, put your arm slot differently and get after it, right? Mm-hmm. You can't fix old. Once you hit that age of demarcation, you know, you're done. And that's kind of how I felt with Hunter Renfroe yesterday. Hunter Renfroe looked like a guy yesterday who may come to the realization himself that his career is potentially over. And that's fine. I mean, it happens. Everybody gets old. Everybody ages out of sports, right? Some like us, it happens in high school. Others, it happens when you're in your 30s and you've made millions in Major League Baseball. Doesn't discredit from the career that he had. But I was more concerned with that because I think there can be options. You can fix your bullpen. We saw JJ do a masterful job last year in fixing the bullpen, right? Mm-hmm. I have no doubts that they can fix the bullpen if something's wrong. Where are you going to get one or maybe two new outfielders to fix, you know, the outfield problem? Because they did try and they didn't get the job done, obviously, with Santander. He went on to Toronto. But that was that's my biggest concern, is that you got a guy in right field that looks like he's closer to the softball on Sundays than he is Major League Baseball on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was concerning. I mean, just the analogy that I give it is that we saw Peyton Manning's arm fall off in 2015.
It happens.
And then those two plays, I was like, that's not there. That's just not the arm that I saw last year even. Like,
right.
I mean, and I know that he had that arm last year. And I'm not concerned with Cole Reagans. I'm really not. No. I think after that first inning, he battled back and got out of that inning. I know he threw 24 pitches, not ideal. But I'm not concerned with Cole Reagans. I think he still will be one of the top Cy Young candidates this year. Yes, you can say that I'm high. I've yet to be in the garage, but I am not concerned with Cole Reagans. Not at all. And someone asked, did Hunter Renfroe look like that in spring training?
Not really. I mean, I don't remember.
From the 816, we did it. 0-1, and we are still on our best behavior. Way to go, Kansas City.
I know everybody was on their best behavior because I didn't get a text from Vern last night going, you got to play this phone call. You know, like right. When that happens, when Vern's texting, you got to play this phone call, I know it kind of went haywire on the night before. Some uniform news. The Tennessee Titans will no longer be wearing the Houston Oilers throwbacks.
Why?
Who the hell knows? Because it was good.
Somebody goes, they took Reagans out after 5 1/4 innings. No, he went 5 innings. He did not go a quarter. So sorry to stat check you, but yeah, it was 5 innings. They took him out in the one batter, faced him in the sixth. You don't. You have to get an out to get a quarter.
Also, a third.
Yeah, it's a third
yeah.
By the way.
It's a third.
So,
yeah.
Thanks, Coach. I don't know, man. I'm not mad about it. I'm not worried about the starting pitcher. I'm not worried about your ace. And the good thing is that you get basically a second ace coming back on Saturday, which is exactly what you want to see. You want to see the guy patch the stop the bleeding out and just keep going. So, I mean,
Stephen A. Smith had Nolan Richardson dead too.
Oh,
he's having a week.
Stephen A. Boy, just take the day.
Yeah.
Take a week off.
Yeah. I apologize. I know he's alive. But see, here's the thing. Don't panic about yesterday. Just don't.
Yeah.
You know, if that game happens on Tuesday in May, nobody cares. It's a baseball game,
right.
But it's opening day and it's magnified. And I get all that. Pretend that was a Tuesday in May. It happens. You lose, you move on. You're going to win 50. You're going to lose 50. It's what you do with the other 62 that matter.
I thought they played 162. Got a new friend on the text line for me, 75. Time to call up Cags. Please don't tease me. Coming up on the other side, we wrap this show up and we get to our can of corn on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back in and on Fesco and Dusty. Bob's had enough. He's out, Mac. It's back to what it was 2 weeks ago. Just you and I.
Sounds good.
That's right. A huge positive from opening day listening on FM radio. That was awesome. Let's go Royals. No doubt about it. So what? We're taking Tennessee tonight over Kentucky? We're taking Ole 100%. Miss over Michigan State? Yay or nay?
Dude, if you told me that we're doing that, then I'll do it with you. But if you told me, hey, we're riding with Tom Izzo, he's going to make his 10th Final Four in the next 2 weeks.
Said take Michigan State on the money line, right?
He did, but he said that's also the one game that he's iffy on.
Yeah. So tonight, college basketball, there are four more games to conclude the Sweet 16. Two teams have already punched their ticket to, four teams have punched their team to the Elite Eight. Tonight, it starts off Ole Miss, Michigan State. That's at 6:09 start, right? That's a good one. That's going to be...
So right when we get to Hollywood.
Yeah, baby. So Ole Miss at Michigan... Or at Michigan State. Ole Miss versus Michigan State. Michigan State hanging 3.5. I'm not sure what to do with that one yet. Kentucky, Tennessee. I think this is like Ron Slay said earlier. Like, you can't beat a team three times every time. And Kentucky shot lights out, shot the leather off the basketball against Tennessee. Yes. Michigan, Auburn. That's a tough one, but... He really talked me into being an Auburn supporter.
Yeah, I'm an Auburn. Yeah, I'm Auburn.
Deep. They're better. Yep. They're always showing up when they need to.
Yep.
Purdue and Houston. That's another one. I think we just keep riding with Houston.
He said even if Zach Edey's back, he's taking Houston.
Right. Which Zach Edey hit that shot. Somebody's asking, what's your early pick for Florida, Texas Tech? Dude, Florida's great, man.
Yeah, I'm taking Florida.
Are we going to get all four number one seeds in the national championship?
Jay Billis may have been right. Jay Billis said that. I was crapping on him. This never happens, Jay. Come on.
Are you opposed to all four number one seeds being in the Final Four?
Yes, because Tennessee wouldn't make it.
Well, let's take Tennessee out of the equation. But when we had in 2008 all four number one seeds in, I think that was pretty awesome. Good Final Four,
right? Yeah, I think
right?
it's fantastic.
Is that the last time it's happened?
It's only happened.
Yeah, I knew it was a first. I didn't know if it happened again.
But how awesome was it because one of the representatives was Kansas?
Yeah, it makes it better. Yeah, absolutely. Like if Kansas was a one seed or Missouri was a one seed and they were playing for, absolutely, it'd be a lot better than, watching some of the teams you don't care about play, right? I mean, that would be, it would be much better if we had a local team, no doubt about it. But, I mean, if you get all number one seeds in there, they earned it. And that's kind of what you want in the Final Four. You don't want to watch a Final Four with teams you just don't know and don't care
about. Absolutely.
Because that would be, if I'm mistaken, would it be on one side would be Florida versus Auburn and that side, and the other one would be Duke versus Houston? Is that right?
Yeah, it would be. Yes.
Because if Tennessee wants to get to the Final Four, they got to beat Houston.
They got to beat Houston.
Yeah.
Yep. Kentucky, and then, they'll have to beat Houston.
That's a tough go.
Yeah, it is.
I think they're beating Kentucky tonight.
I really think they are too. They're not going to lose to him three times. Ron Slay mentioned they got Jermaine Mashak, the defensive player of the year. I know, right? They got the defensive player of the year in Tennessee and Jermaine Mashak. Kentucky had one who was the runner-up. They've been jawing at each other. They've been talking. The smack's running. It's going to be awesome tonight. But Tennessee's going to get the dub.
Is the best name in college basketball, does he play for Arkansas or was it for Texas or Alabama? Is it Youngblood?
Youngblood. Isn't
Youngblood.
I think that's Arkansas.
Get out of my mind.
Okay.
Somebody asked, what time does the event start tonight? 6:00, Hollywood Casino, Royals Roundtable with Vern, Massey, and Isbell.
You get there before 6:00 and Speck will hand out $100 bills to everybody. No, I'm kidding.
I was about to say.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Okay.
I mean, early.
You serious, Clark?
I know payday was today, but is Speck's going to have a payday as well? Like, let's go.
I just asked him. I said, are they going to give us each $100 to gamble with?
He just started laughing.
He did. He actually laughed. Yeah, he showed a human side.
Wow.
He does smile.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so tonight 6:00.
Yes, 6 to 7:30. Royals Roundtable with Josh Vernier at Hollywood Casino with Kyle Isbell, Michael Massey. Vernier said there could be other Royals in attendance since they are off today.
Ooh, nice. Massey was good yesterday too.
Massey was good.
I thought Massey was really nice yesterday.
No, we tried to get him on today. He was hanging out with the kids, hanging out with the family on his off day. But we'll try and get him on here at some point.
Massey kind of does have a low key important role.
If he stays healthy, man, this lineup just becomes that much longer, too.
He's your fifth guy.
Yeah, he's your guy. I mean, then you got a solid guy at second. Then you don't have to worry about moving India around. He can play third and be your third baseman. And then Garcia can be your super sub, man. He can go out in the outfield and play. He can play in the infield. Like, Massey staying healthy is a big key for this team this year. Vinny staying healthy is the biggest key for this team this year. Those two guys, if they stay healthy... I mean, what's going to stop these guys, right? I mean, they're going to do good things. Just because you lose one doesn't make all the hill in the world difference, you know? You used to tell me earlier about Paul Skeens. I didn't get an opportunity to look at what he did yesterday because I was caught up in 85 other things yesterday. Be like, he only struck out 7.
No doubt about it.
That Alcantara pitch you sent me yesterday, though, was... I don't know that I've seen a ball dance like that ever, brother. Like, yeah. I mean, that thing, like, literally just darting all over the strike. I was like, whoa.
Right. Youngblood is on Alabama, there according to JT Noah, my college basketball source. So shout out to JT Noah.
Shout out.
Youngblood, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. But let's get to our can of corn this weekend here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob, why don't you take
our
break?
Our Mark can of corn, that's are we right. doing it? I kind of like him being on the thing, kind of like what we're doing easy this weekend, right, with the can of corn. Mm-hmm. And for me this weekend, I'm just going to binge baseball, man. This is my wheelhouse right now. Baseball's on, the sun's out, the outside is going to be opened up, everybody's going to be doing their thing. For me, it's binging baseball. That's what I'm going to do, man. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Blackjack table tonight. That's going to be easy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go down there.
And in 10 minutes, you'll tell me.
Exactly. You're either going to see me with a smile on my face. You're going to see me with a smile on my face, or you're going to see me with an absolute sad face.
Yeah.
I mean, blackjack, I like it. It's instant results.
It's fun. Yeah.
I love it. You either know or you don't know. Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah. So, I mean,
except when you have a 20 and the dealer gets 21, you know, it's like, those suck.
Damn it. Yeah.
Yeah. Take $100. My strategy is take $100 to the table, put $50 on your first hand. You'll know exactly where you're going after that. Because then you either try to get your money back and you don't, or you do, and then you start playing smart. Either way.
Yeah,
because I don't know how to play craps. I don't know how to play.
You bet the cum line.
I don't know how to play baccarat. I mean, I've been watching it, but it doesn't mean I know anything about it.
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, you play the dealer, you play the player, the red or the blue.
Spec said he played craps with someone, so I was like, well, if you teach me.
Yeah, it's hard to sit here and explain how to play craps because I couldn't do that. But when you're at the table, it's just,
Spec and Gold were talking about it. They're like, just watch.
Yeah, you figure it out real fast.
Yeah.
You figure it out real fast. Bet the field.
Yeah.
You know, bet the 4 and the 8, I think, is you're supposed to bet a lot, too.
Because I know baccarat, the best can you can get is 9. Because everything is second digit scoring. So
I'm out.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
So, like, if your first card is a 4 and your next one is a 5, you're golden.
Okay.
But if you get like a 5 and then you get a king, it's 5 or that's it. You have 5 and you go against, you know, the red or the blue.
Okay.
So I've been watching it a lot. I don't know if
able to do it. It's over my head.
It's the James Bond game. You know, you got to go with the shoe. So.
Oh, well, then you have to know it. Yeah, come on.
Well, I mean, it's hard. Just because he always wins doesn't mean it's true.
Right? And then you get one of those fast dealers. They're like, okay. That's when you're winning. They bring in the fast dealer. 7 and 6 is 8, 9, 10, 11. Sir, do you want a hit or not? Accounting.
Yeah, my dad and fiance Hannah will be there tonight, so it'll be cool. So he'll get to meet you guys. My dad's in town from Nashville, so it'll be good.
His pleasure, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Big night. Come meet Bob and Dusty. Ass.
Come meet my work dad. He's like, all right, sounds good.
Right.
Yeah. So that'll be cool. And Hannah's never been to a casino, so it'll be fun.
Ever?
Never.
Damn.
Never been to a casino.
Do they not have them in Tennessee?
No.
Bible Belt down there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no, she's never done it, so I'll teach her how to play blackjack. Hang out, it'll be fun.
What kind of fun do they have in Tennessee? I'm assuming it's not a legal state, right? So you got no casino. Legalization. A lot of whiskey.
A lot of good music.
A lot of bootlegging.
A lot of dancing.
How many people in Nashville make their own whiskey in their bathtub?
I think it's moonshine.
Yeah,
most people do that. They make that. Like, most people have 2 bathrooms in Tennessee.
One for making whiskey
and one for bathing.
Uh-huh. Well, the bathing, yeah.
Well,
More so the whiskey, but yeah.
So every 2-bedroom house is a whiskey distillery and a moonshine distillery.
Exactly right, yeah.
Hmm. Boy, I have really pissed somebody off on the text line.
That's all right. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Hey, Wolf Nuts, the clown tool. Keep my name out of your effing mouth. Signed, Richard. I guess he's mad about my Rich of the Week because of what I chose.
My friend Richard, who I work out with at the J, he looked at me the other day. He goes, I'm Richard, but I'm not that Richard.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is great.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, I got you.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think I brought it up to you last week, Dusty, when we were with Rob at Jefferson's. My mom texted me. She was like, you guys have a Richard of the Week. You should do something nice for someone of the week or whatever. We come up with a name of it because Dusty always ends the show do something nice for someone.
Right. Yeah. But those stories aren't out there like these Richard stories are.
People don't retweet and share the.
Oh, somebody did something nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Somebody hit under a bed and pretended they were a monster. Forget about it.
Can't bring that up. The guy's pissed off.
I don't really care about that guy, quite honestly.
Yeah. Apparently this guy is pissed. Keep my name out of your mouth.
And don't let it affect you, Dusty.
Oh, it doesn't affect me, but I mean, just don't be threatening. Like, don't threaten somebody's life on the radio.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Golly. Jeez.
Just think about how sad that human is.
Yeah, yeah.
He was probably the guy under the bed.
Check the YouTube feed, man.
Okay.
The YouTube feed. Did you mention somebody's name on the air?
I didn't say anything. I brought up a story about a guy who was an absolute
Richard. Give me that
Richard
phone number. I'll look it up for you. Wait, there,
yeah,
Dusty.
Let's look it up.
Oh, yeah, I can give it to you.
Well, we've been talking crap on Richard all day, so I get why he's mad. But
yeah, I hope you go do something nice for somebody, buddy. I hope you find peace in your day. Because, I mean, threatening people on the text line is not something you should do. But it is a Friday. It is a fabulous Friday. We'll see you at Hollywood Casino from 6 to 7:30 with the Royals Roundtable. Vern, Massey, Isbell. And again, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind. Enjoy Binkley and Gold and Drew from 10 to 2.